I've been invited by the U.S. Embassy of India to come and speak to students, to journalists, and to civil society about disinformation, misinformation, and false information. You know, this challenge is not something that is new. It has been around as long as humans have been on Earth. The spread of false information, rumors, gossip. The reason why I'm here today is because now there are new platforms that have risen that have made it so that sharing false information can become viral and can move away very quickly. In particular, in India, we've seen how the use of false information in messaging apps has actually led to some mob lynchings around the country. And so there is a need for individuals to understand, one, what is this, and two, how can I tackle this challenge? And so I'm here to talk about the lessons learned that I've experienced in Europe and Mexico, and looking at places like the Philippines, in order to pull what can be things that can be adopted in India and around the globe.
Right. So in the States, what has been the experience?
Well, in the U.S., we had, of course, we had disinformation campaigns surrounding the 2016 election. And what a lot of people, surrounding disinformation stemming from the Kremlin's Internet Research Agency. So during the 2016 campaign, we're able to track that there were ads bought on the social media platforms that were propagating on the divisions that already exist within the democratic society in the United States, trying to further divide based on things that already are very sensitive in our society, things like Black Lives Matter, Blue Lives Matter, that have been quite a heated debate in the United States. And so we've seen it there. We continue to see it in other respects. And so understanding how this is actually a global problem, knowing that U.S. and India are the world's two largest democracies, is, you know, pulling what are the common lessons, what can we do to address a challenge that is still within our democratic values.